There are a number of routes that come up constantly and on a regular basis for the members of Sligo County Council, the like of the Ransburgh to Strandhill Road, Castle Baldwin to Ballymote, Colooney Centre, in particular around Colooney Primary Care Centre, Ballintore Village, Correa, the Sligo Road, Coolah School, Riverstown, Grattan Street, Ballymote, and members have raised all these routes. Likewise in Maharau last year, where the local link route had to stop because the road wasn't salted. And when we are investing huge money of taxpayers in relation to local link services and primary care centres, the routes have to be salted around them. So the staff, for example, nurses can get to the primary care centres, so teachers can get to schools, so people can go to college and keep our local link routes open. It's our job as a local authority to ensure they're salted and kept to a standard that people can travel as safe as is possible to and from the workplace or to and from, for example, their appointment at Sligo University Hospital. And I think it's extremely disappointing today that no additional routes have been added on onto the draft winter maintenance plan. I outline my disappointment. I fought for this for some time, and it's now a matter for the members of, in case we're going to look at additional routes being added to the winter maintenance plan ahead of the winter period.
Do you really think that will happen, though, given the fact that it was said that the plan is at full capacity, that other routes would have to be taken off it in order to facilitate new routes?
Yeah, look, I don't agree with that. I welcome the fact that today we've learned that the Director of Services has outlined that we've purchased two additional small salter units for smaller routes or towns and villages. I think that's very welcome. It's a step in the right direction. So that would certainly help in places like Colooney, where we have had issues. Like, I've had issues with staff not being able to get to this primary care centre in Colooney, likewise at Coolah post-primary, where we have 600 pupils. And we have to facilitate those who are going to settings such as educational settings, such as health settings, and it's now a matter for the elected members to ensure that there are a number of routes added ahead of the budget, because certainly members have outlined that they require additional routes added for the support of the budget in the next few weeks for 2025.